Oh, what's going on, y'all? 11:33 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Devon Givens, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, and abbreviated in the post. As we talk about the Sixers' big win tonight over Boston, we were all looking forward to this one. We were all locked in. A lot of drama going into it, courtesy of the guys from TNT, Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, talking about Joel Embiid and what he has done, not done, what he should have done against Nikola Jokic on Tuesday in the win over the Denver Nuggets. How dominant he needed to be. I was with them with a lot of things that they talked about, with them keying in on Joel Embiid. And man, did he respond tonight in a big way. Down one of your starters, Al Horford, going back to Boston for the first time, unfortunately for the 76ers. He could not play for the team tonight, visiting his old squad. But Mike Scott stepped in very nicely. Tobias Harris, tremendous on the evening. 10 points in the third quarter of his 23. 10 of his 23. But Joel Embiid, 38 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 12 of 14 from the free throw line, 1 block shot, only 2 turns on the evening. Only 2. 12 of 21 from the field, and he gave it to them in a variety of ways, deep in the post, right? Mid-post. Jumpers, threes. He gave them everything they were looking for, and if they wanted to foul him, he went to the free throw line and he drilled 12 of 14. Great bounce back for him. And I say that, and it's crazy that I say great bounce back, because he still had a double-double against Denver. He had 22 points against the Denver Nuggets. But while we are not going to get 38 and 13 every night with 6 assists and all the free throws and the low number of turnovers, 1 block shot, this is what those guys were talking about, and I agreed with them. The domination, the determination, the skill package overall with everything that he threw at Cantor and Tice, who Cantor plays him very well. And he did again tonight with 20 points. And defensively, he's pretty solid against Embiid because he can bang with him a little bit. But when Embiid just simply enforces his will on centers, anyone, this is what you get. I remember it was 2 years ago. I think it was the 17-18 season where he went to Los Angeles and he gave the Lakers, I believe, like 46. Just flat out dominant. Every time he touched the ball, you knew what it was going to be. A bucket, a foul, free throws, whatever it was. Defensively locked in. This was one of the better Joel Embiid performances that I've seen in his time in the Sixers uniform. Coming off of everything that was discussed, him not having fun, Shaq and Charles talking about how they wanted more. And I think a lot of people looked at it wrong because they kept saying, it's not that they're saying it to be negative towards him. We do it ourselves because we watch him closely. It's because we know what he has in him. It's kind of why we get on Ben Simmons, because we know what we've seen and what he has in his arsenal overall as a basketball player, and we don't get it consistently. And yes, Embiid wants to save himself for the postseason and all of that stuff. We don't know what will happen by the time they get to the postseason. So why are you out there and you're trying to rack up these W's and push yourself upwards, right? Right? You want to go up in the standings in the conference? Well, you need those W's. And 19-7 is a very good record. Very good record. The problem was, when you look at the 19-7, it's how they got the 7 losses. It's coming off of the fact that the expectations are so high for all of us. And I know for me, I had very high standards for this basketball team, right? Very high standards for this basketball team. And seven losses, albeit not bad. I expected them to be up there where Milwaukee is 22-3, you know, whatever it might be. The Sixers have played 26 games. How about 22-4? I would have taken that because, again, how did you get there? But that being said, a strong statement by the team, minus one of their best players, one of their starters, their key free agent offseason pickup in Al Horford. You get the five threes from Mike Scott. You get tremendous production from everyone else. A little frustrated, again, still with Ben Simmons overall because he only attempted six shots, 7 points, eight rebounds, six assists, five turnovers. Another high turnover game for Ben Simmons in 36 minutes and 29 seconds. He did give you good defense. He does that. We know we're going to get that. We also know we're going to get okay scoring production from him, and we also know we're going to get turnovers from Ben Simmons as well, unfortunately, when you probably shouldn't. But Embiid, tremendous. Fantastic response to everything that has happened over the last 48 hours for him. Once again, the stat line, 38 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists. I love that. 2 turnovers, 1 block shot, 12 of 14 from the free throw line, 2 of 3 from deep, 36 minutes overall, 12 of 21 from the floor. Great work by Joel Embiid tonight. What happens tomorrow against New Orleans? We'll see. But they have tonight, tomorrow, Sunday in Brooklyn. Keep playing, man. Keep playing. Get yourself in that rhythm. Have that fun. Enjoy yourself out there on the floor. For people who are saying they don't care about Embiid and him having fun, well, I know we talked about this weeks ago, even going into last year. Sat here in this very chair, this very microphone, to you very, my friends, my listener friends, all of you. Embiid doesn't look like he's having that much fun. Not himself. Now, that shouldn't be the only way for him to go out there and produce the way he should. But if it's going to help him, go out there and have fun. And he told us the other day that he wasn't having the same amount of fun. Well, I hope he had fun tonight because he looked like he enjoyed himself with the 38-13-6 in this big win, 115-109. And as a team overall, once I look at shooting 50% from the floor, 50% from deep for a team that lacks shooters, we all talk about it, right? Where's the shooting? Well, if their defense is playing the way that it should and you're shooting okay, you're going to get those wins because the defense is what really is going to fuel things. And you're going to get a lot of transition buckets. You're going to get a lot of secondary transition buckets, a lot of the half court stuff that comes in to play because you have a dominant player like Joel Embiid. And by the way, once again, Tobias Harris. What can I say? The guy has been on a roll, playing some very, very good basketball for the 76ers over the last couple of weeks. Just in a really, really good place right now, scoring the ball overall for Tobias Harris. Tonight, 23 points on 10 of 20 shooting, so he shot 50% from the floor, 1 of 3 from deep. Even though he takes those shots from deep and all in the mid-range, how many times did we see him with a smaller body on him and he called for the ball, give me the rock, let me go to work on this little guy? He either got free throws from it or he went quickly, decisive with what he wanted to do, went up and got those easy buckets for the 76ers. So listen, an abbreviated show of In the Post tonight. I'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock before the game to certainly talk more about it. But tonight we're going to get in every call we can before we get out of here at 11:55 tonight. So let me take a quick break, 610-632-0975. And everyone who's already on hold, I'll get you as soon as we come back. I won't talk nothing but set you guys up to get you on the air to say your piece about the Sixers 115-109 win. They are first in the Atlantic Division, one game in front of the Boston Celtics at 19-7, and third in the conference behind Milwaukee and the Miami Heat, who are tied both the Sixers, 18-6, 19-7, 3.5 games back of Milwaukee. Plenty of games left in the season. I had the Sixers at number one, and I said, despite the fact that they've ticked me off with a lot of these games, I wasn't backing off that they were going to be the top team in the Eastern Conference, and I still stand by it. Devon Givens in the post with you. One more segment right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Jaylen Brown trying to stay connected with Tobias. Over to Joel. He shoots a three. It's in the air. It's gone. And Embiid knocked out a three. And oh yeah, he waves his fist. He's having fun in Boston.
Sure was. That made it 100-92. And that was one of his two makes from behind a three-point line for his 38 points. Devon Givens in the post. Josh Ravick producing the show. Let's go right to the phones in the post with Nate in Southwest right here on The Fanatic. What's up, Nate?
Yo, DT. What's up with you?
What's going on, man? Big win tonight.
What? Yo, you stole a little bit of my thunder. I'm going to try to be sad so somebody else can get on. Listen. Tobias looks like the Tobias from the Clippers last year. You know what I'm saying? And for the last couple of games, he's starting to look like that old Tobias kid. In and out of the shots, making them bully ball when you want these little dudes. You know what I'm saying? He was killing Kemba Walker today. When Gordon got on him, he was killing Gordon. So that's the Tobias I want to see for that $180 million.
Last 10 games, the Sixers, he's at 21.2 points per game, 6 rebounds, 84% from the free throw line, 37 from deep, and 47 from the field.
I'll take that as the number two guy on that team right now.
Without question.
I'll take that all day and all week. Listen, Joe improved. He showed what he really is. He played man ball tonight. That's a man-style ball. That he played tonight, dominated Cantor and Trice, or Tyson, whatever his name is. He killed both of them. That was what he was supposed to do. Maybe we need to get Charles and Shaq to talk about Ben, and maybe we can get 15 points out of Ben instead of come on with the seven points, man. We need more than that out of this dude.
Apparently, Charles and Shaq did come after Ben at halftime. So I didn't hear it, but it seems that they did. So hopefully we already know that's not going to do it. Hey man, listen, enjoy the game tomorrow, man. We'll talk to you. No questions. You got it. Sounds good, man. Appreciate it. James in Delaware next in the post. What's up, James?
My man D, how you doing,
brother? Hey Jay, what's going on, man? Good to hear from you.
All right, hey, man, Embiid did his thing tonight. Man,
yes, he did.
I tell you, man, like the previous caller just said, if it takes Shaq and Charles to talk about him, for him to actually take accountability and do his thing like that, I'm all with it. That up-and-under move and that power slam that he did with that up-and-under move, that's the only thing Shaq was talking about. I don't know why so many people get so uptight about that. He was just stating the facts, like, look, you are so great, you need to dominate every night like that. I love it.
That's all he said. That's what they meant.
And real quick, yeah, Shaq and Charles was talking about Ben, how he wasn't taking advantage of his post opportunities. That's all.
But, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the only thing they were saying. He wasn't taking advantage of his post opportunities when he had a 5'11" Kemba Walker on him. What do you think about that? What did you think about tonight's game? Like with Ben, it just seemed like he wasn't fully engaged. What do you think?
Hey Jay, thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. Good to hear from you. I'll talk about it real fast before we get to Anthony. In a game like this, where you got all this great stuff from Embiid and Harris and Scott Richardson stepping up late, Well, Ben did what Ben did with the 8-7. Let me see, make sure I have that right. 8-6, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He only has 7. I need more than 6 shot attempts. He came up big. They fouled him on purpose. Hacker Ben, late. And he stepped up to the free throw line and nailed both of them. Makes both of them. That's great from Ben Simmons. That being said, you know what it is. So, I mean, he steps to the free throw line with 34.6 seconds to go, up 108-106, and he drilled both of them. Great. Great work by him. I need more. You could have possibly had a larger lead had he been more assertive, aggressive early on. 5 turnovers once again for Ben Simmons. We'll see what happens tomorrow against the Pelicans, but we'll talk more about this tomorrow before the Pelicans game. Anthony in Baltimore in the post. Final call. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Devon, I love your show, man. I love you. You love listening. I'm the fanatic addict. I listen all day.
Thank you, man.
Hey, listen, I'm going to throw you a football real quick. Listen, okay, Joel Embiid, everybody criticizes him, right?
Yes.
They compare him to who? Hakeem Olajuwon, because he is just like Hakeem Olajuwon, correct? Except Hakeem Olajuwon couldn't shoot a three. He never did shoot a three. Now, what I'm saying is it's a different game, obviously. We all know that.
Yes.
But here's the thing. My man Joel Embiid is great at the free throw line. He does everything else right, but everybody keeps criticizing him. Nobody criticized Shaq. Nobody criticized how.
Yeah, they did. They criticized Shaq. They criticized Shaq for coming in out of shape, stuff like that.
That was a freestyle, and I didn't even want to mention Shaq because, for real, that was really a freestyle, only because Shaq dissed Joel Embiid, and he shouldn't have because that man could never make a shot. He had to be under the rim, but it's a different NBA.
Yeah, but that's what he took advantage of. I mean, it's a different league, but at that time, he had to do it that way, and that's what he did.
Correct.
Dominant.
But, yes. But Embiid is going to be dominant. And if you look at the stats, what I was saying was Joel Embiid is way, way better than every other center that ever played the game. If you look at the stats in their early careers, it took Hakeem Olajuwon years to even get that good, to get that dominant. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, look, man, the Sixers are going to beast the East. I'm down here in Baltimore where it sucks. But I went to Dave and Buster's to go watch the game, and it was nothing but Sixers fans there watching the Sixers play because it's finally on national TV.
Yeah. Well, they got plenty of those. Yeah, no question. And listen, man, we got to get out of here. Hopefully we can get a chance to speak with you tomorrow before or after the Pelicans game. Josh Ravick, great work as always, man. Thank you so much. Carl Namoli already exited the building, but fantastic work during the Sixers coverage right here on the home of the 76ers, the flagship station, 97.5 The Fanatic. And I'll be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow before the J.J. Redick return with Drew Holiday, Josh Hart. That's some Philly flavor tomorrow for the Pelicans coming back into the building. Brandon Ingram, you know, that little 1-2 thing with he and Ben Simmons. Let's see what happens tomorrow. We'll talk about it before the game. We'll check in about this game as well. Have a great night, everyone. I'll speak to you tomorrow, 6 o'clock, right here on The Fanatic.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mikal Bridges from the Phoenix Suns.
1-point lead, and now Bridges with a steal.
March 27th.
Up and good.
And you listen to my cuz, Devon Givens. On 97.5 The Fanatic. Fees up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.